things so we can...
Okay. Do we have anybody online?
No.
Okay. All right, we will go ahead and get started if that's okay. All right, Yeah, we got Yo Gabba Gabba going. Yeah. Welcome to Planning Commission. Thank you for being here. We will open the time for any public comments that are not on the agenda. If there's anyone that wanted to make a public comment, now would be the time to do that. Seeing as there are none, we will close public comments and we will move right into our agenda. Item number 3, appointment of chair and vice chair. We were discussing off the record a little up here that it doesn't have to stay the same. We can shuffle around each year if we want to do that. So any discussion or nomination for chair and vice chair?
Well, Commissioner Dorgan, so there's just an old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
All right, do we have a nomination for chair?
I make a nomination that Brianna Larson continue as chair of the Planning Commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we need a second on this? Does it have to go all the way through the whole thing?
You should do it that way.
I'll do it that way. Do we have a
second?
I'll second
that.
Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Ward. Any comment or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you for your continued support, and I'm happy to do it again. And then nomination for vice chair.
Commissioner Jorgensen, there's an old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So therefore, I would nominate Bill Ward to continue as vice chair.
All right, we have a nomination for Commissioner Ward. Do we have a second?
Second, Commissioner Moss.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And we move forward with 2023 with the chair as Commissioner Larson and the vice chair as Commissioner Ward. Thank you, Commission, for your input and all the work that you do working together and for your trust and added support. And then we will move right into agenda item number 4, consideration of a conditional use permit for XLR8 Motors at 490 East, 1000 North. Aaron Lee is the applicant. Is that one of you? Great. Thank you for being here. And Mackenzie.
Thanks, Bree. Anna, Commissioner Larson. So this is a conditional use permit for a company called XLR8 Motors. They are requesting to locate their car dealership to 490 East, 1000 North. That location is zoned commercial shopping. And in the commercial shopping zone, car dealers are conditional use, which is why they're here today. The business plans to employ 2 employees at this location, and the business operations will occur between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. They anticipate 2 to 3 vehicles being delivered or leaving the property every day. The existing building is approximately 2,600 square feet in size and has 3 bay doors. You can see it better from this front view. Of the building square footage, it's just a big open space right now, and they're planning to kind of square it off a little bit to make a very small office or receiving area, approximately 100 square feet. And that's important because parking code requires that car dealers provide a minimum of 1 parking stall per 200 square feet of sales office area, and 1 space for every 10 vehicles displayed, or 5 stalls, whichever is greater. It also requires that they provide separate storage for vehicles displayed or under repair. The applicant is proposing to store, let me get to the parking plan, 4 vehicles inside of the actual building. That's what they believe they can fit based on the bay doors and how they can maneuver the vehicles inside. And then they plan to store or display 18 vehicles outside. On the plan in front of you, that is outlined in the yellow boxes. It should be noted right now that all of the measurements on here are approximate. They're from Google Earth, and they should be verified by the applicant before they stripe the actual parking lot. The green parking spots are a total number of 5, and those are for guests and employees only, which is compliant with code based on their square footage of their sales office area and the total number of vehicles to be on display. So with all that said, they've got 4 inside, 18 outside for sale, a total of 22 vehicles on the slot for sale at any given time, and 5 stalls for guests and employees only. The parking lot was recently resurfaced and all the striping is gone. There's nothing. They have a clean slate. So as part of this approval, the DRC is recommending that the Planning Commission place a condition that the front parking lot and all of the guest and employee parking, which is partially the 3 stalls on the side of the building, at a minimum be striped and signed accordingly prior to issuance of the business license. So even if they get approval tonight, I can't sign my name on their business license until I have proof that the striping is done and they have the appropriate ADA signage. Due to the building sitting vacant for at least since I've been employed here, the landscaping has become somewhat problematic and not really maintained. So the applicant has proposed to improve that landscape area with a rock mulch and decorative boulder type product. Do note, this is not a park strip. It's behind the sidewalk. There are no park strips along that road. And so our vegetation requirement that we have for those park strips does not apply to this location. In addition to that, when the parking lot was resurfaced, from what we've heard from past potential leasers of this property, the irrigation was cut off, capped. We don't know what happened, but they can't get water up there. So any improvement is going to be a huge improvement to this location. The DRC is recommending the Planning Commission place a condition that that landscaping be improved prior to July, I don't remember what I wrote. I think I said July 3rd, 2023. And the applicant seemed to think that was reasonable and they could make that happen. We did want to note specifically that code 10-1-33E prohibits outdoor display of any type, including vehicles, to be on landscaped areas or designated landscape areas. So we've incorporated that into a condition that we're requesting just to have that extra oomph to our condition if we ever need to enforce code. And so the DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for XLR8 Motors located at 490 East 1000 North with the conditions that, as stated on the staff report, but no more than 22 vehicles, 4 inside and 18 outside, be stored or displayed at the subject location at any given time. It should be noted with that condition, this doesn't need to be added to it, but we have verified with the applicant that no vehicles that are wrecked, damaged, non-operable will be stored at this location. They're working to find an off-premise location somewhere else to have that type of storage. And so really this location will be primarily used for the vehicles that have already been repaired, inspected, whatever that is, being sold. So that's part of kind of what got us to this specific condition. A minimum of 5 parking stalls will be available for customer employees at any given time. The front parking lot and customer employee parking shall be striped and the ADA sign installed prior to issuance of the business license. Vehicles must be on a paved surface and not be stored or displayed in designated landscape areas per city code, and the landscaping be improved prior to July 3rd, 2023. Just the reason for the paved surface comment in the condition, right now it's all paved. There is a section of dirt on the east side of the building that was once landscaping. I don't know what's happening now. And then I'm not sure what the situation is underneath the accessory structure and if that was ever removed and opened up potential space for them to store or display more vehicles, it should be hard surfaced to prevent oil leakage and things like that. So that's where that condition comes from. And that is it. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have, and the applicant is here as well if you have questions for him.
Great, thanks, Mackenzie. Any questions from the commission?
I have a question about parking on that street. Is there, like, what's the parking on that street like? Because I just, the fear of having a car dealership on a street where there is parking is that there will be cars just parked in the street
and well. Displayed out there. Yes, right. We have that same fear. So it actually was brought up in DRC. Right now, we don't have a parking concern or issue that has been notable on that street. Even if they park their display vehicles out there, our standard parking code applies and our standard on-street parking code applies. And I believe after 48 hours it is, if the vehicle does not move from the public street, it can be ticketed or towed. So our already existing code and law enforcement regulations will hopefully primarily clean that up, then we shouldn't see that problem.
They can also be, if they're unlicensed vehicles, that doesn't take 48 hours, they can't be parked on the street if they're unlicensed vehicles.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and I appreciate Sherry saying that. We talked over that in DRC and the police chief felt that our code, not even our code, the state regulations that they follow is sufficient to make sure that doesn't happen.
I think that's a great concern because in the unincorporated area that was just brought into the city, there is a car dealership and we drive through there regularly and there's people that kind of they park and they walk out and the doors open. And anyway, it is a bit of a concern, but that's a little heavier traffic than this.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great concern.
And that's a huge point too. Sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say we take it very seriously with the customer and employee parking with car dealerships that have come through since I've been here, just because we don't want the customers and employees parking out on that road. We want them to have a space to come in and park so that they're not swinging their doors in oncoming traffic. Did you have an additional question, Ron?
Just a comment when we do get to a motion. I know in the staff report there was a representation about the wreck, damage, non-operable vehicles, etc. And again, I think just to avoid any confusion down the road, we may want to think about integrating that into the limitation on the number of vehicles that are being parked. Certainly don't want to do that in a way that doesn't unduly limit their normal operations. But by the same token, I'm aware of other businesses within the city, and you have neighboring businesses complain about vehicles being parted out and things like that, and they're not supposed to. So
turning into salvage yards, strictly prohibited in our city.
Right, and so my way of thinking, it would just be in the interest of all, just to clarify that, that condition one that's in the staff report, if you just amended that to say that none of which are wrecked, damaged, non-operable, or under repair, or part salvaged, I think, clarify it for my purposes and kind of memorialize it too.
So to clarify, do you like the verbiage?
Yeah,
used?
So, okay. Like that condition one
wrecked,
talks about no
damaged.
More than 22 vehicles, and then there's a semicolon.
Okay.
But just append that at the end to say none of which are wrecked, damaged, non-operable, or under repair, or part salvage.
Okay.
All right, any other comments or discussion? When are you hoping to be open?
You can come up here and respond to them.
Thank you. If you can just state your name, that would be great for our minutes.
Yeah, my name is Prince. We're hoping to open pretty soon. We're actually a couple of us are going to be going out of town this weekend. But lease negotiations are done. This is actually the last step. We've been working on this for a while. And so hopefully, as soon as we can get the approval and once the lease is signed, the landlord will allow us onto the property. We'd like to move vehicles into the back at the very least and then work on getting a sign and the permit for the sign done as well. And as far as like MVED goes, they have to come and approve and inspect the lot as well. But yeah, so hopefully ASAP, and just to address some of the concerns that I think came up right away, we're really, really working hard, and we really want to promote like a professional-looking business because there are definitely other businesses down 89 that we also feel don't represent the city well, and I live right next to City Hall, and so when on one side of me there's a refinery and on the other side just cars all over the place, I totally understand that, and we promise that that's not going to be something we're looking to do at all. And definitely no street parking as well. Like, that's just, that's something that we won't be having to do or use at all.
Great. Thank you for addressing that. Any other questions for the applicant? Or if not, we can move to a motion.
I just have one maybe for Mackenzie. This is Commissioner Moss. That to the east, that dirt patch isn't a designated landscape area. Is it like they, is that going to be required to be improved?
As of right now, yes. But if the applicant has other plans, we, it's, is it living grass? I think it once was beautiful grass. So I do include that in the condition of being landscaped prior to that July date. Are you guys okay with that? Okay. And if you do have irrigation there, I believe sod would be fine in that location.
All right. Thank you. If anyone's ready to make a motion, we can move to the motion.
This is Commissioner Jorgensen. I'm prepared to offer a motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Accelerate Motors located at 490 East, 1000 North, with the following conditions. One, no more than 22 vehicles, four inside and 18 outside, be stored or displayed at the subject location at any given time, none of which are wrecked, damaged, non-operable, or under repair or parts salvage. Two, a minimum of five parking stalls be available for customers, employees at any given time. Three, the front parking lot and all customer and employee parking be striped and the ADA sign installed prior to issuance of the business license. Four, vehicles must be on a paved surface and may not be stored or displayed in the designated landscape areas per City Code 10-1-33E. And five, the landscaping be improved prior to July 3rd, 2023.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you. Any discussion or comment on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion passes. Welcome to North Salt Lake. We're glad you're here. We wish you the best of luck and hope things go smoothly for you and you can be in there and operating quickly. Thank you for being here. Okay, we will go ahead and move to agenda item number 5, 2023 goals and objectives, meeting schedule, and projected timelines. That's probably Sherry. She's coming. How was your commute today, Sherry?
Excellent.
Did you love it?
I did. Today's the 8-day anniversary of being a North Salt Lake resident.
I still noticed your car out there, though.
Well, so they
did you drive here today?
They don't have the sidewalk connections between my unit and there's two buildings that are still completely under construction, and there's dirt and mud and scaffolding and
it was raining today.
And
it's
it was
all right.
Raining really
and it's
hard
unsafe
too.
Until the construction stops.
Like, but if I see it on a non-rainy day, we're going
to
bring it up.
I don't have a sidewalk from
you better not
my
let
sidewalk
Ted
down to the sidewalk that goes to the open space that then goes out to Main Street. So
we'll have scooters soon.
Yeah, but I need a sidewalk to go on the scooter.
That's
too.
That's true.
I need so the little connection is not quite there yet, but they're getting there. But it's great being here, and I'm so excited to finally be moved. And I was looking at the snowstorm last night. The Parleys was looking really bad, and I was like, I'm so glad that's not my commute anymore.
Yeah, that's...
So, anyway. Okay, so there are a few things that we really need to work on. Some of these came from some council priorities. They had some goals for us, and Council Member Knowlton, again... reiterated that we need to get the form-based code over the hump or to the finish line. I think he meant the finish line, but he said hump. So anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is the schedule for what we would like to do. We need to complete the zoning for the Val Verde annexation area and then do the form-based code. I didn't want to have a public hearing for the Val Verde annexation zoning and have the form-based code on the same agenda. That seemed like a lot. So I'll show you the schedule here in just a minute. And then we'll be hopefully getting a general plan, a grant to do our general plan update. If we get that awarded to us in May, we expect to start in July with finding a consultant to work on our general plan update. So I feel pretty good that we're going to get the TLC grant from Wasatch Front Regional Council, and Council Member Knowlton seemed to indicate that we had a pretty good chance of that, so because he works for them. And then we also want to work on getting that drafted subdivision ordinance back going again. And there are various other code updates that we're going to need to do, conditional use permits and the parking code. But mostly I wanted to show you this project timeline just so you could kind of see what we're planning for the next few months and so that you could prepare for it. So we sent out today the public notices, about 300 of them, to the residents in the Valverde area for a public hearing in your meeting in 2 weeks on the zoning. And so we're planning to have that on the 24th. I don't know if we'll have a lot of people upset or want changes, but I figured we would have the public hearing that night. If we don't have any outcry or any desire to change the maps that night, you can make a motion to forward it to City Council that night, but I wanted to put it on the schedule that we didn't have to act on it on the 24th. We could wait for two additional weeks. And are there five Tuesdays in November?
I don't know, but it's worked out
this way. All right. No, there isn't, because the first one is the February 1st. That's right. Isn't it? Anyway, no, the first Monday is the 7th, February 7th. But anyway, that you could then forward it on your February 15th meeting and have the council adopt it on February 21st. That way we get all of the zoning in place by the end of February, which is kind of a commitment we made to the county assessor's office, because they have to have a zoning in place in order for them to do their assessments for the year. And so they've asked us to get that done by the end of February.
Can you include in the staff packet on January 24th the zoning that we already discussed preliminarily?
Yes. So the zoning that we already discussed is what I put out in the notice as the proposed zoning.
Excellent.
So it'll be the very first thing. So that you can make changes to it that night, or you can make changes to it in 2 weeks based upon the public comment. But that's, I thought, was a good place to start from.
Definitely. I feel like that was a thoughtful discussion where we put some time and effort into that. We can definitely start from that point.
Yep. I thought that would be helpful. And I put in the notice. In fact, we can get you a copy of what the notice is. I put a little summary on the front of the notice that showed what the zoning is allowed on the county zoning compared to the city zoning. So it's a nice little table for them, and then the map on the back side.
We would like that nice little table also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it will help them to understand what they have right now and what they will be getting with the proposed zone change. There you go.
Are you subtly telling me I could just go get this off the website by myself?
No.
I also can do that.
And it doesn't show up very good on your screen, at least it doesn't on this one. I highlighted the annexation area and put a little film over it, so it's just a little bit lighter. But to make the boundary stand out a little better, I played with this map for several hours today, trying to get that done. Will you go back to the other? And then for the form-based code, so I figured we would start on that. Where we left off was we had chapters 2 and 7 to review. Those were streets and parking. So that gives you a little over a month and a half to get caught back up in reading those. And then 2 weeks later, we would do chapters 6 and 8, which are the parks and signs chapter. Planning on looking at either scheduling a joint work session with the City Council on your meeting on March 28th or the City Council's meeting April 4th, depending on what they, depending on how the mayor and the City Council feel and where they're at with their budget, because we have to schedule around their budget retreat and all of that good work.
And will we do the same format with Allie on those two meetings?
Yes.
Excellent.
So we'll have Allie here on those meetings. And then after the joint work session, I wanted to have a public open house or a webinar, or at least have it in webinar format so that people could watch it later.
if they wanted to explain what we're doing with the form-based code, what a form-based code is, how it's going to work, you know, just basically to answer some questions similar to what we did with the open house for the annexation. I think that worked really well to allow people to come in and ask questions rather than wait till the public hearing and maybe the rumor mill that gets going out there in the public about what the form-based code is.
And is that date correct, April 12th? It's a Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't want to do it at a planning commission meeting, so I want it to be a separate, more informal meeting. So I haven't quite ironed out all of the format that I want, but I wanted to do it outside of a planning commission meeting. And then scheduling that public hearing for April 25th, and hopefully a recommendation that night to forward it to the city council and forward it to them on May 2nd for their consideration. I wanted to get all of those two things done, the zoning and the form-based code, before we commenced a general plan update. I think that is very prudent. And as long as I don't get side-railed like I did last year with, okay, now let's write a conservation subdivision or water conservation ordinance, and now let's work on this annexation.
Two annexations.
No more annexations. I want to be done with that. I don't ever want to say that word again. And if I do, somebody please stop me. And then we'll give you a more... as we get closer to the general plan, we'll give you a more outlined timeline of the things that will happen with that. But I'm really excited about that general plan update, and I think that Council Member Knowlton and the rest of the council are pretty excited about it, too. I really liked a lot of the council priorities that they reported to us last week. They're going to put all of those together and then kind of categorize them and then let the council look at them again and take a vote on which ones are priorities. But a lot of their priorities had to do with my department and things that we do, a lot of exciting things. They want to do a pilot program for the buffered bike lane on Orchard Drive to see how it will work with no parking. Really a lot of things about active transportation and a lot of things about park planning. And all of the things that relate to the general plan updates. So there was a big laundry list of things that the council would like my department to work on, but we're really excited for this year, especially now that we have that annexation taken care of, or almost taken care of. Had a little hiccup this week with some garbage pickup because we're not picking it up until starting February, and then some wires got crossed and the driver didn't pick up some of the people's garbage that they have contracts with on Monday. Of course, it had to be the one person who is very vocal, and I swear they did it on purpose. But anyway, that's where we stand. So those are our project timelines that I wanted to update you with. If you have any comments, suggestions, modifications that you'd like to see, we're happy to accommodate that.
I just want to add in that I'm due April 16th, so we can just sneak that into these timelines, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to be gone for like 12 weeks. But hopefully we're getting an intern. We're going to try to go to city council and get that approved, hopefully next city council meeting.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have them trained up so they can help do some conditional use permits and those fun things.
The best part of the council priorities was Council Member Van Langefeld, who wanted us to have a intern project or a project intern, I don't know how to say it, have a program for project interns. And I was sitting there going, I'm going to ask you in 2 weeks for an intern, so this will be perfect. I was like, I'll look like I'm checking off your list. And I already had that in my mind. I was preemptively knowing she would want that. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think it'll be good for us to get an intern and mentor a new person, and then they'll be able to help out while Mackenzie is taking care of her new baby, which we're so excited about. We haven't had a new baby at City Hall for a long time. It's been 7 years since Allie had her baby. So we're excited.
Well, I think it looks great. It looks like a good timeline and manageable. thank you for organizing that.
Can I ask just a quick unrelated question on the city council priorities and so forth? Is there any bright line dates like on the Hatch Park planning and so forth?
So we have the bond for that, and now the next step is the designer needs to design the construction drawings. So that will be is something that the city manager is working on. I'm not coordinating that directly, but we do have the bond approved, the general obligation bonds. So we've got that all done. They have the money. Now they just need to get the design and then put it out to bid. So
is there conceptual material available anywhere at this point?
Yeah, the Parks Committee went over two different designs, and I think they've picked one. The biggest hang up for us is not knowing for sure whether or not South Davis Rec will be building a facility on it or not. So we have to kind of plan around whether or not they get their bond. What will we build if they don't get their bond instead? So it'll just be a bigger park. We'll be able to have more amenities or less, if depending on how you look at it. But I'm hopeful that they'll get that approved, but you never know. So then we don't know what the taxpayers will say in South Davis. Hopefully they'll say, we'd really like to have an aquatic center right in our beautiful Hatch Park. That'd be really nice.
All right, any other comments on the timeline?
All right. Oh, so here's our planning commission schedule for the year. This was approved last week at the council, along with their yearly schedule. So just a note of February 15th is the only one that's not on a Tuesday because of the holiday. It was really funny because there were several people on the council that were like, why is that on the 15th? And they didn't connect the dots. And then they had on their schedule that the first their meeting in November would be Election Day. And so they were moving the Election Day from the 7th, or moving the meeting from the 7th to the 8th. And they decided not to do the 8th meeting, but to keep a first meeting in December. First the discussion was, instead of doing November 8th meeting and having an emergency meeting in a special meeting in December, let's just plan on having the December 5th meeting and not having our Planning Commission City Council dinner or Christmas dinner on the same night that would have been a council meeting, to do that some other night. And Council Member Van Langeveld said that you would come, Commissioner Larson, if we moved it. Because it was conflicting with your husband's party. So that was really funny. She was like, well, I mean, I'll ask her, but she'll be there. Because the mayor specifically said...
She speaks for me, so whatever she says is what will happen.
He specifically asked, well, will our planning commission chairman come to our Christmas party if we move the date? And she's like, yes, she will.
No, I really do.
So then the city manager suggested, well, there's 5 Tuesdays in October, so we could have... instead of doing a meeting on November 7th meeting, we could replace that with the October 31st meeting. And I'm sitting there going, finally I piped up and I was like, but only if you wear a costume. And he's like, why would you wear a costume? And he's like, he didn't even realize it was
Halloween
that day. Yeah. So they vetoed that. They said, no, we're not doing it on Halloween. We're not having a council meeting on Halloween.
Yeah, that's
so that busy was fun. Night. It's broken. Maybe it needs a new battery.
Well, I think it's because when I clicked off for the PDF, it got rid of our little theme.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when that happens.
All right. We're going old-fashioned, boys and girls.
Love it.
It's not working at all. There you go.
Well, these really are the ones that you know more about than I do.
I mean, so the city council, way back when, in one of the meetings between the end of November and now, they approved the plat amendment that you guys motioned or recommended approval to them for lots 104, 105R, and 106R of the Eaglewood Cove subdivision phase one. And that was the one we commonly called the Coob Plat Amendment, where they were getting rid of one lot line, moving a public utility easement, that kind of thing. And then they approved the final plat for Eaglewood Cove subdivision phase 14. And staff is diligently working with the developer on finalizing red lines. I think we're really close. And
he's only replanted all of these mylars like three or four times.
Me and Bree were joking about that.
Every time there's a minor correction that they need to make. And yeah, so right now we're just waiting for him to bring us the CCNRs and to get the city attorney's signatures on those
and the
revised mylars again.
Yes, and the plat amendment for Eaglewood Cove subdivision phase 13, which had those hillside parcels we discussed, was also approved at the city council level. So everything you guys pushed through on your last meeting in November was successfully finished.
And basically the rest of the update for council is what I've just discussed on their priorities. So
my favorite priority, because she didn't say it, was multiple council members want more public art around the city.
Yep.
And I think that's super exciting.
And they had some good ideas too, so I think it'll be fun to pursue that a little bit.
Was anybody in favor of a whale?
A whale? You want to make national news?
What do we want? What's our mascot? What's going to be our city's mascot?
I want something random that makes us a TikTok phenomena. That's what I want.
Hedgehogs?
We can do a deer. Because we love deer in this city. We don't euthanize them.
Just stop.
Okay,
move on. Val Verda would say it's a refinery and golf course.
She's obsessed with the deer, though.
I am.
And that's all we have for you.
Are you muted, Bree?
Yes, I am. I'll start over. Thank you for all of your work getting us through last year. We are on number 7, approval of the minutes from 11:22. Any amendments or adjustments to the meeting minutes? And thank you to Andrea. We would love to see your face sometime.
Commissioner Jorgensen, just one minor edit. I want credit. So on line 299, add Jorgensen as the commissioner making the motion to approve the meeting minutes. Line 299 just needs to add my name. It just says commissioner, and I want credit.
Yeah, no, that's a good catch. All right, any other corrections?
I have a correction.
Yes.
Where it says that I reported there would be a $13 difference or something, that I think you should.
Before you keep going, please come up to the mic so I can.
I don't remember what line it is, but it says that I gave a report on the difference between Bountiful City. Okay, right at the end of line 31, it said there would be a reduction of other services and that the difference would be $13. I think that ought to be clarified, that it's $13 between North Salt Lake and Bountiful City, and that the reduction in other things would be the services offered to the amended, the annexed area, garbage and whatever. So I think there ought to be a little clarification on what those things were.
Great. Thanks, Dee, for that clarification and context. All right, and we are ready for a motion, if anybody is ready or has any other adjustments.
This is Commissioner Jorgensen. I make a motion to approve the 11/22/22 Planning Commission meeting minutes as drafted with the two edits as explained.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second. Does I or what am I? It's Commissioner Stone.
Thank you. And any discussion or comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And it passes. And we are adjourned.
Recording stopped.
Yeah, that was-